要知道神的责备跟仇敌的控告是完全不同的。
We have to know that there's a difference between God's reproach, God's light, and then the accusation of the enemy.
第一个，他们的源头不同，一个从神来，一个从撒旦来。
First, their origins are different. One is from God, and one is from Satan.
第二个，他们的方式不同。
Secondly, the method is different. The way is different.
神在这里光照责备我们的时候，神一次清清楚楚。
When God enlightens us, it's once and very clear.
而仇敌呢？就像那个滴滴答答滴滴答答下雨下不完的那种阴天一样啊，它来了又来，来了又来。
And then the accusation from the enemy is like a drizzling rain. It just keeps on coming, keeps on coming.
我不愿意用圣经上的话，就像唠叨的妇人啊，他就一直跟你唠叨，一直跟你唠叨。
He would just come and nag us.
一天到晚讲，早上讲，中午讲，晚上讲，到了教会还在讲。
He would just nag us all day in the morning and at night, even at church.
第三个，他来的目的不同。
Third, the purpose are different.
神是要叫我们蒙光照，被拯救出来。
God wants us to see light and to be saved from it.
让我们能够从仇敌的权下被救出来，活在光明，活在爱子的里面。
So that we can be saved from the power of the darkness and live under light.
所以，一个真正在神的面前被神责备、光照过的人
，So a person who truly be reproached by God.
他在主的面前就更往前跨了。
He will make a further step in the Lord.
但是撒旦来是要来破坏，是要来打垮我们这个人。
But when Satan comes, he comes to destroy us.
他叫我们良心软弱，不敢侍奉，不敢服侍。
So that we will have this weak conscience and not to serve God.
所以第四个结局不同。
So the end result will be different.
一个被神光照责备过的人。
When the person is being reproached by God.
当他从神的光中出来的时候。
So when he comes in the light of God.
他里面会更谦卑在主的面前。
He will be more humble before God.
他的生命会更像神，因为有罪被审判从他身上出去。
And his life will be more like God because sin is being judged.
他会更紧紧地靠着主，在主的面前过敬虔的生活。
And he will hold on to God and live a holy life.
但是一个被仇敌控告完的。
But yet a person who is being accused by enemy.
他里面常常忧忧愁愁。
He will always be worried.
他有一个很深的重担，一个捆绑在他的。
And there's a heavy burden and bondage.
有很多的恐惧和不安在他的里面。
There will be much worry and fear.
所以我们在神的家中，嘴巴闭起来，不敢再开口祷告。
So that you will be silent and will pray no more in God's house.
我们在很多的事情上，我们退缩下来。
And you will shrink and withdraw from many services.
那严重一点的话
，And even more severely,
他开始起来批评、论断别人。
And he will come and start judging and criticizing people.
因为他会觉得你也跟我一样，你也是一样坏。
And then they will say, "Oh, you're just like me."
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的光照跟仇敌的控告是两件事情。
So there's a big difference between the light of God and the accusation of the enemy.
所以当我们在犯罪的时候
，So when we sin,
我们一定要带着一个卑微的心到主的面前。
We have to come before God with a humble heart.
要知道我们得罪最深得罪的是 sin against God， 得罪的神。
We have to know that the most severe thing is that we offended God.
我们愿意把自己放在神的光中。
So we should put ourselves under the light of God.
求主光照我们。
May God shine His light on us.
求主赦免我们。
And forgive us.
求主恢复我们。
Restore us.
求主再来保守我们活在他的爱中。
And keep us live in His love.
当主耶稣赦免了我们。
When Jesus forgives us.
我们欢喜快乐。
We rejoice.
我们存着感恩的心。
With thanksgiving.
我们带着更深的爱，更谦卑的态度来跟随他。
We follow him with a humble heart.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
是的，人非圣贤，孰能无过。
It is true that there's no one holy who can be without blemish.
但是人犯罪的结果。
But yet the consequence of sin.
不是靠着人可以完全解决。
Cannot be resolved by our own might.
也不是靠着你说我是大丈夫，能做能当，我就去关就是了，关完再出来，人是好汉一条。
Or you can't just say, "Oh, okay, I'm responsible for everything I do." Then, I take all the consequences.
神里面的得罪，永远只有借着耶稣基督的宝血可以解决。
The offense you have made against God can only be resolved by the blood of Jesus.
借着他的宝血
，through His blood，
我们的罪得以赦免。
Our sins can be forgiven.
借着他的宝血
，through His blood，
我们的罪不仅仅得到赦免。
Not only that, our sins can be forgiven.
我们被神称义。
We can be justified by God.
神看我们如同看见他的儿子一样。
God, when God sees us just like He,
圣洁没有瑕疵，无可责备。
Holy and without blemish.
啊，底下我其他讲的几个点，我今天没有空去讲它。
I have other points, but I have no time to go over them.
讲到在主的血里面。
Talk about in His blood.
我们吃了主的肉，喝了主的血。
We can eat his flesh and drink his blood.
然后我们得到了永远的生命。
So that we have eternal life.
我们吃了主的肉，喝了主的血。
When we drink his blood and eat his flesh.
主在我们里面，我们在他里面，使得我们跟他完全联合。
We remain in him and he in us. This is the complete union of us.
我们借着主耶稣的宝血。
Through his blood.
神说这是我跟你们立永约的凭据。
God says, this is the guarantee.Of the covenant of blood.
所有新约里面一切的祝福。
All the blessings mentioned in the New Testament.
原来人没有资格承受的。
None of us were qualified to.
但是今天在血的底下，我们可以承受。
But under the blood, we can all inherit.
所以当时耶稣在立饼杯、擘饼聚会的时候。
So when Jesus set the table.
当他拿起这个杯来。
When he took the cup.
他说：“这是我立约的血。”
He says, "This is the blood of my covenant."
为你们所流出来的。
Shed for you.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当每一次擘饼聚会的时候
，Every time when we come to the breaking of bread meeting，
当我们手里面握着这个杯
，When we hold the cup，
我们的心要被主的爱融化。
Our hearts will be melted by the love of God.
借着这个血
，Through this blood，
我今天在这里手握着不是只有一个杯子而已。
So what I'm holding now is not just a cup.
整个新约一切的祝福和应许。都在这里面。
All the promises and the blessing of the New Testament is in this cup.
何等伟大的福分！
What a great blessing!
我能够与基督一同有份。
That we can partake with Jesus.
在这个血的里面。
In this blood.
我得到了新约一切的祝福。
I receive all the blessings in the New Testament.
弟兄们胜过他，是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
Those overcomers, they overcome him because of the blood of Lamb and the word of their own testimony.
不仅仅借着宝血胜过了仇敌的控告。
Not only through the blood that we overcome the accusation of the enemy.
但是诗歌告诉我们在血里面有权力。
The hymn also says there's power in the blood.
靠着宝血我们胜过仇敌。
Through this blood we can overcome the enemy.
仇敌不能够来摸神的儿女。
So the enemy cannot touch God's people.
因为我们身上是由基督宝血所洒的。
Because we're sprinkled by the blood.
仇敌怎么可能透过基督来摸我们？
How can enemy touch us through Jesus?
所以当我们在这里赶鬼的时候，
So when we cast out demons,
当我们在主的面前征战的时候，
When we fight in the spiritual warfare,
我们凭着羔羊的宝血，
By his blood,
他借着血把生命给了我们，
Through his blood he gave us life,
他借着血把胜过仇敌的权柄给了我们。
Through the blood, he gave us authority to overcome sin.
不仅仅胜过了仇敌的控告而已。
Not only that we overcome the accusation of the enemy.
我们胜过了应付一切的权柄。
We overcome all the powers of the enemy.
大卫说，在我仇敌面前，你为我摆设宴席。
So David says, in front of my enemies, you set a table for me.
从来没有人敢在仇敌面前吃饭、吃喝快乐的。
Nobody ever dared to eat before the enemy.
除非我们已经知道得胜在我们的手中。
Unless we have the assurance of the victory.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每个主日早晨
，So every Lord's day,
神都在仇敌面前为我们摆设饼杯、摆设宴席。
God always prepares a table before the enemy for us.
让我们吃主，让我们喝主
，So that we can eat and drink the Lord.
我们可以向仇敌夸胜
，And we can boast before our enemy.
每一次在血的底下，让我们摸着了神的爱。
Every time under the blood will be touched by his love.
不是只是一个救恩的道理而已。
Not just a doctrine about salvation.
不是只是为了解决我们心里的不安而已。
Or just to ease our conscience.
在血里面让我们碰到了神圣的大爱。
And the blood will be touched by God's love.
当我们碰到这个爱的时候。
When we are touched by this love.
这个爱会激励我们。
This love will encourage us.
让我们爱他。
To love him.
让我们胜过罪恶。
So that we can overcome sin.
所以启示录第五章第一章第五节告诉我们。
So Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 tells us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
By his own blood, he freed us from sin.
请弟兄姊妹注意，在这里不是说用自己的血赦免我们的罪恶。
Please note here, he didn't say with his own blood he forgive us sins.
是的，他的血永远赦免我们的罪。
Yes, he always forgive our sins through the blood.
但在这里讲了一句非常重要的话。
But here, this is a very important statement.
他用他自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
By his own blood, he freed us from sin.
为什么？
Why?
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
当我们碰到血，我们就碰到了他的爱。
When we're touched by the blood, we're touched by his love.
这个爱让我们可以胜过罪。
And this love can help us to overcome sin.
结束的时候讲一个小小的故事。
Before conclusion, I will tell you a small story.
为着在座的小朋友们。
For the little ones.
在我们从小生长的，我在台湾长大的。
I grew up in Taiwan.
在里面有一个县叫做嘉义。
And there was a county called 嘉义。
嘉义曾经出现过一个很有名的人。
And there was a very famous person.
叫做吴凤。
His name is 吴凤。
他是在清朝康熙年间的一个人。
And he was born in the Qing Dynasty.
他博学， 多才。
He was a learned person with many skills.
非常的安静，非常的慈祥的一个人。
And he was a merciful person, very quiet.
他很年轻的时候就随着父母亲到台湾，所以就在嘉义住在嘉义。
He went to Taiwan when he was young with his parents.
那个时候台湾大部分嘉义那边有很多的山地同胞。
At that time there were the natives.
所以当他来到这边的时候，吴凤非常的爱他们。
So when he came there, Wu Feng really loved these natives.
所以他就学他们的语言。
So he learned their languages.
他也去了解他们的风俗习惯。
And tried to understand their customs.
那他用各样的方法帮他们教育他们。
And tried all means to educate them.
就后来这个汉人从福建到台湾来的越来越多。
So gradually, the Han people moved to Taiwan more and more.
因为他们生活的方式不同，所以常常起冲突。
And then they start to have conflict with the natives.Because of their different customs and habits.
那满清政府就决定要立一个官来管理他们。
So the Qing Dynasty decided to establish official to govern them.
所以就立了吴凤作为通事啊，在那边管理他们。
So they set they assigned Wu Feng as the governor.
那吴凤做官以后，把这个整个三地同胞管理的井然有序，把他们带得非常的好。
And so he was a great leader for these native villagers.
所以这些三地同胞非常非常的爱戴他。
And then they all loved him very much.
那他们是一个最亲爱的长子，他们非常的爱他。
They all loved him very much.
但是这些三地同胞有一个习惯。
But yet they have a custom.
他们为了要让农作物能够有丰收。
In order to have harvest.
他们每一年要献一个人的头。
Every year they would sacrifice one
person. 杀一个人，把他的人头献给神。
They would kill a person and offer the head to their god.
所以吴凤劝他们，他们就是不听。
And Wu Feng tried to stop this custom, but they wouldn't listen.
那有一次，这个汉朝的不是这个汉人跟这个三地同起冲突，结果有40多个汉人被杀了。
And one time there was a great conflict, and about 40 Han people were killed.
那吴凤退而求其次的就请求他们。所以你们可不可以这四十多年不要再杀人，一年用一个人头来献祭
？So Wu Feng suggested that now that you have killed 40 people, can you just use these heads and then so that you will have peace for 40 years?
所以这些三胞答应他们，所以有四十年他们献祭不需要杀人，就用这些已经死掉的人。
So they agreed. So for 40 years, they just offered these dead people's head, and then they didn't kill anymore.
四十年结束之后
，After 40 years,
这些三地同胞又来跟他要人头。
So these villagers came to Wu Feng and asked for head.
那Wu Feng怎么样子劝他们没有用
？And doesn't matter how hard he tried to stop them.
他勉强拖延了三年。
So they dragged down for 3 years.
就在第三年的时候，台湾碰到饥荒。
On the third year, there was famine.
所以这些三胞就非常的生气，他们说我们不能再听你的话。
So the natives are very angry. They say we can listen to you no more.
他说我们今年非要献祭不可。
We have to offer the sacrifice this year.
那吴凤无可奈何告诉他们。
So Wu Feng says.
他说我知道有一个人明天早晨会从那条路上经过我的办公室附近。
He says I know there's one person who will pass by my office tomorrow morning.
他会穿着红衣，身上戴着红帽子。
He will be wearing a red robe with a red hat.
好的，那你们就干脆拿他的头去献祭好了。
You can just take his head.
好，三胞跪下来谢谢他。
So they all knelt down before him and thank him.
第二天早上。
So the next morning.
三胞一大早就埋伏在那里。
All the natives were ready.
果然看到一个人穿着红衣服，戴着红帽子，慢慢走过来。
So they saw this person wearing red robe and red hat.
我想我们都知道底下的结局。
I think we all know the story.
那三胞冲上去把他杀了，把他的头砍下来。
The natives just went up and killed this person and beheaded the person.
把头拿起来的时候
，when they get the head.
啊，一看原来是他们最敬爱的吴凤。
And then they realized this is Wu Feng's head.
他们全场大哭。
And they all wept bitterly.
他们在那边大大的后悔这件事情。
They regretted so much.
所以从那一次以后，这个不好的习惯、不好的习俗，他们就把它给革除掉。
From that time on, the bad custom was stopped.
在这里，他们碰到了一个人的爱。
Because they are touched by a love.
他甘心替那些不知道的过路客而死掉。
This person was willing to die for all these strangers.
因为原来这些三胞都是去杀那些谁经过这里他就杀谁。
Because originally the natives would just kill the passengers, the pass by.
弟兄姊妹，罗马书第五章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 5 tells us.
为义人死是少有的。
Rarely will a person die for righteous person.
为人人死或者有敢做的。
There might be some to die for a good man.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，他就为我们死。
Yet Christ died for us when we were still sinners.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。
And this is the love of God demonstrated to us.
弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣的死比无缝不知道大多少倍,
the death of Christ is much bigger than Wu Feng's death.
你再怎么样, 无缝仍然是一个有罪的人,
because no matter what, Wu Feng himself is a sinner too.
他是圣洁伟大的神, 借着永远的,
Eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God. His blood can wash away all our sins so that we can be reconciled to God. We can inherit eternal life. We can receive all the blessings of the New Testament. We can overcome all the power and accusation of the enemy. We can proceed, move forward in his love. In his love, we walk this heavenly way.
虽然我们还会偶尔滑跌跟失败,
we might occasionally slip and fall. But yet the blood of Jesus is always effective, always working.
好,
this concludes my message. Let's bow our heads and pray.